is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your jack wagons by the good noise that was there by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And on this freaky Friday with tickets in hand, let's not waste any time and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, Lundy. What is your favorite wager, whether in the Stanley Cup upcoming finals, the NBA finals? You want to get some action on that? I'm going to have mine here momentarily. Maybe Major League Baseball. Maybe it's the French Open. I know you're a big fan of fuzzy balls. What do you got for me? A plus 100 odds or greater on this Friday?
Let's go to the ice, shall we? Brad, this is pretty wild. I mean, we go back a few months and people were talking about whether or not the city of Denver would wind up having a representation in the finals for both hockey and basketball. Now it looks like it might be Dallas that manages to do it, because the Stars and Edmonton are tied up at 2-2. They will play the pivotal. Remember, I've told you it is required if you are a red-blooded American to refer to any game five as pivotal. But it's an important game five. It will be in Dallas, and I'm going to talk about one of the members of the Stars. Let's talk about Jamie Benn, and I'm specifically going to go for him to have an assist in the contest this evening. 17 postseason games for Jamie Benn here so far, as the Stars have been rolling along. And in those 17, he's got 15 points, but 11 of those 15 are the dimes. So he has not necessarily been a scoring machine, although obviously he does have four goals to go along with those 11 assists. But man, he's been a part of it. He's been around the plays. He's been up near the net. He is a guy that's helping to make it happen for his teammates with those points. So that many opportunities that he has to get the apples. And as we talk about a lot, if you're not normally an NHL bettor, remember, you can get up to 2 assists on every goal. So nice little way to be able to get some extra points. And I really like this juice at plus 145.
All right, how about another pivotal wager here, Lundy? And let's look ahead to the NBA Finals, because the teams are set as the Dallas Mavericks are going to be going toe-to-toe with the Boston Celtics for the whole shebang and hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy in the end. And I believe it's going to be Dallas. Everybody and their great-grandmother right now is on Boston, and that's why they are heavy favorites in this series. But let's put some damn respect on the Mavericks name. I have said this the entirety of Fade 5 Podcast during the NBA playoffs. Whoever came out of the West, now I thought it was going to be Denver. I was sorely wrong about that. I thought Minnesota would take care of business against Dallas. Obviously, they got gentlemen swept in that series, so I was very wrong there. But I'm going to stick to my guns and say the Mavs and Mark Cuban and company do hoist that hardware in the end at plus 180 at BetMGM. I know statistically speaking, Boston has a decided advantage. They are clearly numero uno in net efficiency rating here this NBA postseason, but Dallas not that far off the pace at number 4. Would you have the dynamic duo and Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, and they are playing stellar, stupendous, spectacular basketball right now. I think it's going to give Dallas more than a fighting chance. And look, I tell you what, you're not satisfied with this. You're a big Boston backer. Just take this game, or this series, I should say, to go to 7 games, no matter who wins, and it's plus 225 at BetMGM. So a little early, bonus time, Lundy, but I still like the Mavericks to win in the bitter end. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown today. Let's go the diamond, shall we? And let's focus on a team run total. And I'm going to take the over on the visitors, that being the Texas Rangers, in their battle against the Miami needing air fish. The Marlins are flopping around right now on the shoreline. Not particularly good. One of the worst teams in the National League. That honor, I still believe, belongs to the Colorado Rockies, but Miami certainly in contention. I think the Rangers will score at least 5 runs tonight. So the over on 4.5 at BetMGM, a little early seduced by the juice, but a baby version at plus 105. And the sole being reason I'm on this is Sixto Sanchez is going to be on the mound for the Miami Marlins. And Sixto, has not been so stupendous this year. 6.25 ERA, 7.62 ERA at home. He has been lousy. He has been miserable. He has been highly exploitable. He's given up at least 3 earned runs in 4 of his last 6 games. Look at the Rangers. They've suffered by their very high standard offensively, but they're starting to turn it on here. They scored at least 5 in 2 of their last 3 games. Corey Seager is wielding a very hot stick at the moment. They're loaded really from top to bottom in that order. Of course, starting Marcus Semien, Aroldis Garcia, I should say, also in that lineup. I mean, they have plenty of bats that they can wake up and clobber some pitches with. They should be able to do beach ball size ones off the hand of Sixto. So Texas, though number 16 WRC plus on the road this season, that's middling in nature. I think they will boost their overall production and profile tonight on the road in SoFly and score at least 5 runs against those Marlins at a plus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow Sixto Sanchez?
What's funny, though, is you keep making it sound like he has 6 toes. Is anybody else hearing Brad say that?
Yeah, 6 toes.
6 toes. This is like misheard lyrics right now is what it is. it's really, there's a bathroom on the right. I like this because, look, folks, earlier this season, the Rockies went to Miami and swept the Marlins. I'd like to say that again. The Rockies swept the Marlins. This might be an auto bet for this weekend, Brad, whatever the Rangers team total is, just take it as you go into the weekend, because this Marlins team, look, every now and then they jump up and bite you just like the Rockies have, but the Rangers should be able to put some pretty easy runs on the board. I would expect there to be early runs as well.
6 toes, 6 2, 6 6 6. Oh, it's going to be devilish, Lundy. Betting on the Texas Rangers.
Number 4.
All right, Newmar Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work a little SGP in the matchup for the Atlanta Braves. And I'm really liking this matchup. Taking on the what are the Oakland A's right now? They're not the F's. I don't think they're the C's. Let's say they're the D's. Just straight up flat D's. Not a D minus, not a D plus. They're the Oakland D's. Still not the greatest franchise, but barely have a passing grade. So on this SGP, come with me. If you're buying what I'm selling, Ling Numero Uno, give me the ATL on the money line. Ling Numero Dos, give me GP Sears, the southpaw for Oakland. I need one walk. Ozzie Albies to get a hit. And Ronaldo Lopez, 4 or more strikeouts as a plus 114 juice era DraftKings. I can already hear the haters out there. 4 legs, bro. You only got a plus 114 juice. You're getting robbed. What a stupid bet, man. Look, they're alternate lines, people, for a reason. And here, let me explain why I like every single one of these legs. First and foremost, you look at Atlanta, a team that's been just barely inside the top 15 over the last couple of weeks in WRC+. But taking on J.P. Sears, I don't think that's really a tall mountain to climb. It's really a bunny hill, let's be honest. As Sears has been just rather mid, rather May for much of the year. 4.28 road ERA, over a 40% hard hit rate he has allowed as well. So as a result, I think Atlanta does get the win behind Lopez's arm, who has been magnificent at home with a 1.21 ERA. Sears, I think he walks at least one. He's done this in every single stinking start this year. Do you need more evidence? No, you don't. So one or more walk from him. Ozzie Albies to get a hit. He's batting just .354 against LHPs this season. And, of course, J.P. Sears is a southpaw. I think it's going to be more of the same, 17 for 48 specifically. And he's already faced Sears a couple of times. He's 0-2 against him in his career, but he will get a tick in the box score tonight. And then Lopez, 4 more strikeouts. I think this is a foregone conclusion. 8.24 K per 9 on the season. He struck at least 5, Lundy, in 6 of his last 9 nice games. And all we need is 4. And you look as well, Oakland, number 4 in strikeout rate at 25.3% for the last couple of weeks. So to recap, on this SGP, Braves, money line, J.P. Sears, one or more walk, Ozzie Albies, I need a hit, and Ronaldo Lopez, 4 more strikeouts, plus 114 at DraftKings. Fade or follow?
Well, first of all, let me correct myself. It was the other way. The Marlins swept the Rockies. I don't know what's going on with my brain this morning. Can I let everybody peek behind the curtain for just a moment?
Sure.
I got home last night, came into the garage, and right around 10:15 last night was when a particular shelf in the garage decided that it was a good time to fall directly onto my wife's head.
Oh!
And so I spent 2.5 hours at the ER last night. So I'm not even awake right now,
oh,
folks.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank
you. Okay? That's
she's
the...
okay. She's okay. Okay. They decided she did not need stitches, but it was pretty bad. It was pretty nasty. So anyway, I apologize. It was the Marlins that swept the Rockies. That was when everybody in Denver was like, oh, good, it's baseball season again. But I still believe in what Brad was talking about on the first one. This one, I get really tired of people that bitch about what the payday is on a particular parlay.
And how you want to bet.
Yeah. Look, we're here to provide you with some ideas, some educated suggestions. But at the end of the day, as I've said for, I don't know, my entire life, it ain't my money, folks. You bet whatever the hell you want to bet. I don't really give a crap. But at the end of the day, these alt lines bring the numbers down for a reason, but it's got a plus sign in front of it. And some of us, myself included, could benefit from just a little bankroll building. You know what I'm saying? I got to pay for that damn ER visit last night. So we're going to roll with this one. Sears for a walk. Really? As you said, it's happened every single time.
Every time.
And look, Atlanta, I think, you know, they're getting to the point of, okay, we got to get over the shock that we don't have our MVP anymore for the rest of the season. I always believe that takes a game or two, but there is so much power on this team. Yes, it sucks that they don't have Acuna, but holy cow, folks, the amount of weapons that they have to be able to continue to put runs on the board doesn't have me all that concerned right now about Atlanta. We could talk differently by the time we get to August and September, but right now this team's going to keep winning, especially in certain matchups. Put this together, plus 114 works for me.
What should work for everybody? Watch out for that flying shelf!
Number 3.
Two more trades here on the Fade 5 countdown, and I'm glad, Lundy, that the wife is A-OK, my man, despite you being sleep-deprived. But a guy that's not going to have you losing any Z's tonight, I believe, is Tanner Bibee. Give me the over at 17.5 outs, and he is taking on the Washington Nationals at a minus 120 juice. And I pulled this from DraftKings Sportsbook. Bibee has done this in back-to-back starts, and I know he's got an unsightly 6.23 home ERA this season for the Guardians, but you peel back the layers of the onion, I think he's been rather unlucky. 3.65 strikeout to walk split in those home turns says that misfortune has tailed him often. So it could be a kind of a regression to the mean, if you will, with the ERA tonight. You look at Washington, just number 20 and weighted runs created on the road this season. And again, Bibee is on this and back-to-back start. So I think he goes at least six strong against those visiting Nats. So to recap, Tanner Bibee over 17.5 outs against Washington, minus 120 at DraftKings. Good sir, Vader Pollard.
So it's Bibee. I just thought it was Bibby. I was like Mike Bibby on the brain. I don't know. That's just I was a little confused. Yes, we're going to go that because there's teams we like to pick on. Washington is one of them. Not always, but every now and then. Although they've turned into a stolen base machine over the course of the last couple of days. We've made some money over here on Lane Thomas, who's stealing like not one, but two bags a game. Not quite at Ellie De La Cruz level, but he's still out there swiping them left and right. This should be relatively, I would think this is a relatively easy one for him to do. It's why you're paying the juice on the minus 120 with the outs. Look, something you can watch. We talked about this on Tuesday's pod. As a matter of fact, if you don't like giving up the juice, but you feel very confident in the pitcher, you can always start looking at the idea of the guy grabbing the dub because sometimes you get some of that juice back.
Hey, speaking of the juice, you want to get seduced by some more juice? Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and read all of our absolutely late-free content. Lundy's turning out NHL selections. We have others contributing in that sport as well. We've got horse racing propositions around the Triple Crown. We've got maybe some tennis bets coming, I hear. We've got soccer, which just posted a major match across the pond going on this weekend. Of course, my MLB plays every single day. We're covering the NBA Finals. We're even covering the WNBA, and it's been more than just Caitlin Clark and twice a week right now throughout the summer. I am rolling out my NFL team previews, and we got a very convenient gamer's guide with all my fantasy ranks, season-long player prop propositions, those team previews, other rookie breakdowns. Again, it's just a smorgasbord of sports betting and fantasy content, and you have to pay a dime. Click Converse in cash, maybe go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up today.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade Five Countdown. Let's drop a bomb with Alec Bohm of the Philadelphia Phillies, a guy that has frequently had his name called on this show, and I'm going to do it again here, and I'm going to take the over on total bags against those hated St. Louis Cardinals of mine, and that being minus 105 at BetMGM. Low minus odds, and, you know, generally speaking, these are available at plus money, but I'm willing to play it at minus 105, may even go up to, like, minus 115 on this particular prop. Why? Because he's going to see Miles Mikolas of the St. Louis Cardinals. He is 5-for-9 against him with a pair of extra base hits. And a 1600 OPS. One of those extra base hits, by the way, was a round tripper. He has gone over 1.5 total bags in a game 12 times this month. So Bohm has been, a little bit of a roller coaster ride at times, but mostly hot, to say the least. Look at Mikolas, 43.2 hard hit rate. That is what he has allowed this season, with a 5.51 ERA on the road. And where is this game being played? In the city of brotherly love. So Alec Bohm, I think, is going to do some damage in the box score. Give me that over 1.5 total bases, Lundy, against the Cardinals, minus 105 at BetMGM. Good sir. Better follow.
Love me some total base props. You know that. They're one of my favorites. HRR is still at the top of the list for me, but I do like going with the total bases. At home against St. Louis, favorable matchup, and a guy that has been swinging the stick really, really well. Got another one for you coming up here in bonus time. But with Bohm, absolutely. This guy is finding his way on base. He's working guys around. He's getting RB. Just everything about how he's playing right now is very solid. I like this, and I love the fact that he's at home against this St. Louis Cardinals team.
You drop the bomb on me, baby, or the Bohm.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade Five Countdown, the Friday edition. Let's get a little bit of more parlay magic on the board, shall we? And attach some plus money to it. Simple two-legger, Lundy, your boy right now. Look what's happening. I'm on a heater, right now. Major League Baseball up nearly 9 units on the week. So it's all going to come crashing down and probably appropriately burning in the process. But I do love this two-leg action, and I've logged a lot of two-leg action this week, and I've scored plentiful and profitable results as a result. So on the simple two-legger, give me Brian. Woo! Under 1.5 walks and Shohei Ohtani over on total bags, that being 1.5. And you see the juice there to plus 150. Yeah, get seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. All right, the front end on Brian Wu taking on the Los Angeles Angels. He's at home. LAA is only number 19 in base on balls percentage over the last couple of weeks. They're only earning that free pass 7.3% of the time. But the key here is this. Wu is a control freak, evidenced by his one walk, zero walks, and zero walks issued in his four starts this season. You strip that out, do a little math. That's a 0.83 base on balls per nine. He has been a magician at home with a 0.93 home ERA. So a guy that really paints the corners perfectly. And I think it's going to be more of the same against a team that really doesn't take a whole lot of pitches. So I love Wu to get under 1.5 walks for his fifth straight start to start the season. And then meanwhile, I look at Shohei. He has gone over 1.5 total bases a dozen times this month, where he is batting .322 with a 1,001 OPS against right-handed pitchers. And he is facing one tonight. And who? The Colorado Rockies or Pebbles. Dakota Hudson. He's batting .353 against RHPs with over a 1,114 OPS. And at home this season, cherry on top of the sundae, batting .345. And on top of that, Lundy, Dakota Hudson, what's he struggling against most? Left-handed hitters. He's given up a .281 batting average. So I think Shohei is going to have himself quite the night. So to recap, woo! Under 1.5 walks and Shohei over 1.5 total bases on that two-leg parlay plus +150 at BetMGM. My number one play on this Friday edition of the Fade 5. Good, sir. Fair to follow.
Well, the Shohei Ohtani part is automatic because, again, it's the Rockies. And if you pay attention to the spreadsheet that I've got posted up, just like Brad's, I've told you that my auto bet for the season is when the Rockies are on the road, take the home team on the run line, just because that's who they are when they're on the road. And we're just slightly under in that one this season. I want to say we're down like 0.8 units or something like that. Because of what they've done here in the month of May, but it'll wind up changing. By the way, you want to know a crazy stat, Brad?
Yeah.
You want to know something wild? The Rockies are playing the Dodgers tonight. Here it is, May 31st. If the Rockies lose tonight to the Dodgers, which they will, they actually will finish the month of May at .500.
Wow. That is
They will finish the month of May at 13-13 because right now
they're
7-21
on the road.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Well, it's because they've gotten some stuff done here at home, basically as of late, including that sweep of the Rangers that they did. Yeah. But I digress. Woo, you got to play the numbers and what he's done so far this season. But again, Shohei up against Dakota. I mean, he may get a round tripper. He may hit for the cycle. Who knows what he's going to wind up doing against Hudson. I can give you a little early bonus time here, by the way. The run line in this one is to take the Dodgers minus -2.5. It's actually
wow.
All the way to 2.5. And it's still -110 odds. It's nuts. That's how bad the Rockies are on the road this season. But like I said, even if they lose tonight, which they will at Chavez Ravine, they're still going to finish the month of May at .500. Wow.
Yeah, get pulverized, Pebbles, and hopefully we're not going to get crushed. It's bonus time, Lundy. Weather again, it's your favorite sport, the NHL. Could be the upcoming NBA Finals action. More action on the Major League Baseball diamond or elsewhere. Do share. What do you have?
I've got a couple plays for you. Like I said, I'm still half asleep this morning, so I'll have some more on the spreadsheet as we get through the day. If you're playing here early, if you're listening to the pod or watching us on the YouTube channel here a little bit early, I'm going to jump on Mr. Bellinger on the north side here. Give me the over on his total bases, which right now at DraftKings is a plus +120 for him on the total bases. The last homestand for Cody Bellinger, he went 0-for-12. Okay, it was pretty bad. 0-for-4, 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 right? He was in a little bit of a slump there. Over the course of the last 7 days, he's raised his batting average by 26 points. Why? Because he's on a six-game hitting streak, and five of those six games have seen him go over in the total bases, including the last four in a row. Wow. So after having a really, really bad homestand there, he's turned around on the road and gotten hot. I think he comes back home against Graham Ashcraft and the Cincinnati Reds on the north side. So give me the over on his total bags. I think he's going to continue this hit streak that he's on. And you can get that one right now at DraftKings at a plus +120. I'll put together some more plays for you tonight on the ice, but I want to look ahead to tomorrow's game. And I got really creative in how I did an SGP already for game six between Florida and the Rangers. If you've paid attention on the podcast, you know the Rangers were my pick to come out of the East, but they are now backs against the wall, and they've got to go down to America's Wang and try to extend this series. And I think Florida is going to get it done and is going to move on to the Stanley Cup final. So with that in mind, here's the SGP that I put together with the idea of Florida closing things out. They're a minus 170 on the money line. There's a lot of the, obviously the odds makers believe that this is going to be done and that the Panthers are going to be able to advance. And Florida's a great team. This is my favorite series that I've seen here so far in the postseason. But here's how I got creative. The goals have been really, really hard to come by in this particular series, which is not a big surprise with the two best teams in the East and two of the best goaltenders in the entire NHL. So this SGP pays you +116 tomorrow night for DraftKings. It's Florida on the money line again, finish things off and advance. And then DraftKings will let you do this. Neither team to score five goals. Folks, they've been only scoring like five in a game, let alone one team to score five. And I do not believe in this particular instance, unless there's just some sort of wackiness that happens tomorrow night between these two teams, that either one of them is going to get to five. Maybe they get to four if there's an empty netter, but I do not see five. So if you take Florida on the money line and you say that neither one of these teams is going to be able to score five goals, +116 over at DK. So a creative way to be able to do an SGP between two teams that have phenomenal goaltending, great blue line. They slow things down, very deliberate, and you don't wind up with a lot of goals. And I think that's a really fun way to be able to play it. I don't like the juice, but I do think as a slight bonus, in case you want to turn it into a parlay of some kind, I really like Connor McDavid to have not one but 2 points tonight. You're still going to wind up paying juice in that one, so you may need to pair it with something else. But I think McJesus is going to have himself a good game tonight in Big D as they have the pivotal game five. So I'll put some more up on the spreadsheet for you as soon as I've had seven or eight more cups of coffee. But for now, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Hey, let's go back to Left Coast and that game in which Lundy already predicted the LA Dodgers going to win, and maybe in convincing fashion. Again, -2.5 on the run line. So on this SGP, the Team Huevos parlay play of the day, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Three-legger action here. Leg numero uno, just give me the Dodgers to win straight up, which I believe they will do. Number six in WRC Plus over the last couple of weeks. Number three at home in that category. Colorado on the road this season. Number 25 in WRC Plus. And I already mentioned it, 7-21 is their record away from Coors Field. So I think Walker Buehler will twirl a quality start and the Dodgers get the win. Leg numero dos, Otani. I like him over on total bags. How about just a hit? That's all I need. Single will do just fine on that end, which he has done in 16 of 23 games this month. He's batting .322 in May. Again, .353 against righties, .345 at home. He'll get a hit tonight. I'll be shocked if he doesn't. It's Dakota Hudson, who, again, has allowed a .281 batting average and .828 OPS to left-handed hitters. And leg numero tres, how about Dakota Hudson? Two or more walks. Lundy has done this in 8 of 10 starts. So the odds are on our side here. 5.01 walks per nine mark on the season. He's got the lowest strike zone percentage of any qualifying pitcher of the bigs at 41.3%. That hard hit rate also quite high. I look at the Dodgers, number 10 in base on balls percentage the last 2 weeks, 8.7% of their plate appearances are drawing that free pass. So to recap, the Team Huevos parlay play of the day, SGP style, Dodgers money line, Otani hit, Dakota Hudson, two or more walks, +132. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, boot is time, boot is time. Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox, give me the over 18.5 outs. I think he goes 6 1/3 innings against Detroit, and that is +135, folks, at BetMGM. I know the Tigers number 11 in WRC Plus the last couple of weeks, but they've been kind of middling, kind of may on the road in that category, number 17 this season. Houck has done this in 4 of his last 7 starts. He's got a 1.90 ERA overall, 2.25 at home, outstanding 7.60 strikeout to walk split at home as well. I think he goes at least 6 1/3 innings. Again, +135 on Houck over 18.5 outs at BetMGM. Aaron Nola, I think he gets the win tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. That is even money, +100 at DraftKings. St. Louis is number 19 WRC Plus on the road this season. Philadelphia, number 7 in weighted runs created over the last couple of weeks. They're just plating dudes left and right. Nola, yeah, he's got a 4+ home ERA, but a pretty good strikeout to walk split at 3.50. So suggests a positive correction is going to be on the horizon. He has won 2 of his last 3 games. And remember, he already went to St. Louis. He went six strong, gave up two earned runs, and got the win. And it started earlier this season. And I think it's going to be more of the same the second time around. Elsewhere in the Major League Baseball, we're a little two-leg hit parlay. Give me David Fry to get a hit, and give me J.D. Martinez to get a hit. Put those hands together, plus 106 at DraftKings. Fry taking on Washington and Patrick Corbin, who is a southpaw pitcher. And David Fry, these are real numbers. They are spectacular. 419 batting average, 1,384 OPS against LHPs this season. And you look at Corbin, a 6.68 ERA on the road. So I think he's going to get teed off, and it's one of the best matchups at batters-box.com, number two, as a matter of fact, tonight. And then J.D. Martinez, also somebody facing a port sider against LHPs this season, batting 346 with a 952 OPS. He's got a hit in 10 of his last 12 games. He is facing Jordan Montgomery, left-handed pitcher for Arizona. Now, he's faced Montgomery 26 times, only has three hits against him. But again, he has seen a measurable sample size and usually does heavy damage against those LHPs. And Montgomery, 305 batting average against versus right-handed hitters. So J.D. Martinez gets a hit. David Fry gets a hit, plus 106 as a result. And last but not least, Courtney Williams of the WNBA, give me the over 5.5 assists as she is taking on the Phoenix Mercury. That's a minus 130 juice, way too low. I thought this was going to open at 6.5, to be honest. She's gotten six or more dimes in a game and 4 of 6 this season. And you look at Phoenix dead last in opponent assists per game, giving up 20.9. And the Lynch, who Courtney Williams plays for, pretty good in terms of overall offensive efficiency. And the Mercury also played a very brisk pace. So high possession game, really good chance for her to pile up the dimes, all 8 to 6, and we cash in. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. It really helps out the show a lot. Fade or follow us on the X as well. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Log on to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a stinking free account, you jack wagons. And until next time, as always, have a great weekend. Fade or follow, that is up to you.